And
okay, and also add to that your social security number, also to add employee identification numbers, EIN.
Employee identification number, that's true. And ID information, yeah, employee identification. But see, these are not employees, but so it's a little gray area here. They're independent contractors or consultants, or in this case, hourly people. They're not employees of the network.
But they may have an EIN number, because
yeah,
if they're a private contractor, they may have their own business,
yeah,
and it may not be their social security number that they use.
Yes, yeah, EIN number. Good point.
Okay.
Okay.
Terry?
Payroll.
Are you tired, Terry? Would you like me to read stuff?
You're welcome to, if you'd like to.
Just let me know when you're tired.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and yield. I can take notes better if I'm not talking.
Oh, that's right. You're taking the notes. Okay. Payroll. The payroll function is a responsibility of the payroll manager. Here we wrote, is this national or local? Is this a national or local position? To which Lonnie responded, business managers send payroll to the national office payroll manager for processing. Okay, I'll just continue reading. Refer to the payroll and benefits chapter for a full description of the policies and procedures. For purposes of this section, only the policies surrounding disbursement of funds to cover payroll will be discussed. Any comments there before I go on? Okay. Number one, 4 days prior to payroll due date, the payroll manager must submit to the chief financial officer an estimate for the payroll liability for each unit in order for the CFO to identify the account/accounts from which the payroll will be funded. Number two, a check requisition must be completed in its entirety by the payroll manager to the CFO for approval. Number three, the accounts payable manager must ensure the accuracy of the account codes. And 1 second here, my computer just... the accounts payable manager must ensure the accuracy of the account codes and the period to post the payroll. The assistant controller summarizes the payroll data and enters it into the general ledger. That's pretty straightforward, I think. Any comments there? Going once, twice, thrice, okay. Okay, petty cash. Petty cash is a small amount, not more than $1,000, of funds on hand at a unit and maintained by the business manager to reimburse staff for emergency or small purchases. Petty cash should only be used when cash is needed or when the check requisition system is inappropriate relative to the size of the transaction. Items such as reimbursement for travel expenses should be processed through the regular check requisition process. Number one, each disbursement from the petty cash must be recorded in the cash book, and all original receipts and invoices must be kept in the cash box. There must be a receipt or other supporting documentation for every disbursement from petty cash. Number two, disbursements from petty cash must not exceed $300 for any one purchase. Three, the amount of cash in the cash box plus the total of receipts and invoices should always equal the amount of the original disbursement. Four, all receipts will only be paid in the exact amount. Five, the receipts must be original receipts. No copies will be accepted. Six, the receipt must be accompanied with a petty cash voucher signed off by the general manager. Seven, the petty cash should be, and in the audit we were making fun of this word, topped off on a monthly basis, or when the total cash in the cash box falls below $150. Eight, when the account is closed, the amount advanced should be returned in full to the finance office. Nine, petty cash must not be used for personal expenditures, loans, or advances to employees, or for cashing personal checks, payment of wages or salaries, including overtime, payment of any bill or invoice for which a check request has been previously submitted, entertainment and hospitality expenses except as authorized from time to time by the executive director and or chief financial officer, reimbursement of travel and per diem expenses except bus, taxi, and train fares over $20. 10. On a monthly basis, the finance office will request the business manager and general manager to count and reconcile the petty cash fund and confirm this reconciliation to cash management.
Lavonne?
Yes, go ahead.
Lonnie, is this the process that's currently been followed?
It's a little bit raggedy. That's why we're going to try to make it clear, because people have not understood that you can use petty cash for some purposes. This is trying to spell out what you can use it for and what you cannot use it for.
Okay. So it's the thing where it's very loose in terms of how they're using it for travel and donuts and stuff.
Yeah, they're
like
mixing
that.
Apples and oranges. This tries to clarify and answer the questions what you can and cannot use it for. So it's a good start.
Okay.
Terry? Who is cash management? I don't recognize the position.
Cash manager?
Management.
In item 10.
Item 10. It should be the cash. It's a cash book that's inside each petty cash box. It should be the cash book. Okay?
So you'll edit that to say
cash?
Yeah,
I just did.
All righty.
By the way, the typical travel policies and procedures thing, which is next, it was supposed to be a part of this, and some of you got it, some of you didn't, but I do have on a separate file the proposed typical travel policies and procedures.
Okay, so you will insert that?
Yeah, it will go here.
Okay.
I've sent them out separately. For those of you that don't have the proposed typical travel policies and procedures, I can send it out right now. But we've been discussing it in finance, and finance people do have a copy. I can send it out to the audit people. And I can do that now. Maybe I'll send it out to, who can I send it to? And then you can forward it for the audit people who don't. Some of you perhaps have not seen it. Let me do that right now as we speak. But it's an important one. It does spell out what Pacifica's proposed travel policies would be. I don't know if you want to cover those now, but let me send them to you so that you have them. But I can summarize some of the key ones if you like. But it's important because it does come up not only with board travel but with station travel and staff reimbursement and other issues do pop up here. We're trying to regularize policy around travel and. This is our attempt at getting that done. A lot of people have contributed to this. It was supposed to be an insert in this policy manual. For some reason, it didn't really get in there. Are folks familiar with what I'm referring to, or
Finance Committee is?
Send it out to you, Nia, for your folks right now. Okay, here it comes.
All right. While you're doing that, though, it's now 10:30 Eastern Time. And I don't think, it just went totally kaput now. I don't be able to finish this tonight.
Right.
So,
reschedule?
What we should do, yes, I think we should, particularly now that I'm having a problem with this program. This way folks don't get too weary. What about, we want to take our calendar now?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are left on the call? Everyone's so quiet.
Lauren?
Mommy?
Sandra's here.
Brian?
Terry?
What do you folks think? The quiet folks.
Can we look at a time frame when we say if we want to continue the meeting? Are we saying within the next 2-3 weeks? What time frame?
Well, I think we're supposed to have this ready for the in-person PNB meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, LaVon, I think that's
right.
What we told David earlier.
Right.
So, Lonnie.
Terry has the calendar up.
Okay. So, Lonnie, did I hear you?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to do it.
When?
Okay.
Fridays look safest. Of course. The calendar's pretty full.
Yeah.
You guys are meeting on the 21st, correct? The NFC meeting is June 21st?
No, the 28th.
Oh,
the
28th?
Yes.
But those are already noticed. Oh, shoot. I was going to suggest that maybe we could meet when you're meeting on the 28th. The next
you're suggesting the 27th? Is that date clear, Terry?
It conflicts with the KPFT LSB.
I know.
And
oh, that's right. Those were the dates where we went through that discussion. And Tuesday's what, K?
I.
I, okay. And Monday, that was an alternative for the PNB meeting, so I don't know how that will actually come down.
Well,
I haven't received anything.
The next audit committee meeting is Monday, July 16th. That's too far. That's far away.
What about the week after the 4th? So you said the Monday is, what, the 16th, so that would be, what, the 9th of July?
Yeah.
What about July 9th?
Most of July is open.
Okay.
People are rushing to have meetings before the PNB.
Right. Yeah, we should put a meeting in there for that Thursday. Why don't we do
I can't do the 9th, but I could do the 10th.
The Tuesday? What about everyone else?
I
may be
in
New York. Certainly by the 11th. So maybe I can take it on. It'll be 8:00 there. Maybe I can take the call there.
Okay.
Oh my goodness! Oh, sorry. I was reading something. So what date did you say that? Did you say, Lonnie?
The 10th, and I'll just take it. You know, wherever I am.
Okay. So what about everyone else? Is the 10th okay?
I can do it as long as we're done by 10 Eastern.
We need to just try to. I think we moved pretty quickly. I mean, and what really helped was that audit, and Lonnie had also had already looked at this and had some suggestions already there. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Nia, it looks like Tuesday the 10th.
5:00.
5.
8.
Mhm.
8 p.m.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Any objection? Hearing none. Great. Okay. And
so
in the meantime, LaVon, maybe the Finance Committee could take a look at the edited version that Lonnie just sent out.
Absolutely.
If we could go through it.
Okay.
I mean, audit. We've done that.
Okay.
Already, that would make it go a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and the other thing is, can I just ask that, Lonnie, where possible you can get forms, some of the forms that you're referring to here, if you can have a copy of those, that would
be great. Yeah, I'll make the attachment.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay, good night, everyone. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You. So far.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.